The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
5 K298 CO Minneapolis Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Some but not all of Washington, D.C.'s traditional 4th of July festivities are set to take place today.
The District of Columbia's Independence Day Parade has been canceled, and the televised concert from the lawn of the U.S. Capitol will feature highlights from previous years. But there will be fireworks and military plane flyovers.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says America has a way of rebounding from difficult trials, including the coronavirus outbreak.
We've faced other pandemics. We've faced the Great Depression. We've faced civil war.
With confirmed cases climbing in 40 states, governors in many places have ordered the wearing of masks in public, and families are being urged to celebrate their independence at home. Even then, they're being told to try and keep their backyard get-togethers small this year. This is SRN News.
Independence Day 2020 looks a little different than in years past. With statues of our founding fathers coming down across the country and protests continuing to happen, it might feel like there's a little less national pride. Well, we believe the United States is still the greatest nation ever devised, and we're proud of it. God bless the USA, and happy Independence Day. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
Just after 1 o'clock here on AM 1280, The Patriot, the first hour of the Headline Act. Mitch Berg for the Northern Alliance Radio Network is coming up here in just a moment. Photos and videos from our events and news updates, live streaming, and maybe a selfie or two. That's the latest and greatest way to connect with The Patriot on Instagram. Simply search AM 1280, The Patriot on Instagram. From our Homestead Road Weather Center, we're going to have mostly sunny skies today. Highs near 91, lows around 72.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act. Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The show that says, send us your tired, huddled masses yearning to see red. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, which since February of 2002 has been plugging gamely away to try and win the little piece of culture that I have some visibility into, that being upstream of politics. And the effect I've had, in all humility, has been much more than I expected. It led to this broadcast, my own broadcast, the Saturday afternoon 1 to 3 show, which has been going since 2004, and this broadcast, Brad Carlson's Closer broadcast, which has been going since 2011. I believe it started back around the time my granddaughter was born in 2011, so going on 7 years of Sunday broadcasting, thereby dominating the Twin Cities broadcast weekend. Brad Carlson, of course, out on assignment today. He'll be back next Saturday, Sunday rather, from 1 to 3. I will be back on the usual Saturday slot every Saturday from 1 to 3 on the headliner edition of the Northern Alliance. King Banyan, of course, does the King Banyan radio show, part of the lineup over on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. On AM 1440, The Businessman, together with the Northern Alliance Radio Network, benign despots, but despots nonetheless, of weekend radio here in the Twin Cities. Well, we're coming up on Independence Day. Some call it the 4th of July. Some people get peevish about it being called the 4th of July, saying, it's Independence Day. To which I respond, oh, get over it. We know. They're used interchangeably. We refer to 4th of July and Independence Day interchangeably. And yes, it would be best if most Americans knew what it stood for and really felt and believed what it stood for. And by the way, that's your job as well as mine to affect that in the population around us. And I'm here to tell you, telling people, don't call it the 4th of July, it's Independence Day, is about as successful in spreading civic knowledge to the uneducated as going, as jabbering about the Oxford comma is when it comes to grammar. It alienates people. Don't do it. Just make sure 4th of July and Independence Day are synonymous for the right reasons. And yeah, taking a day off and smoking up some brisket. That's the sound of saliva welling up at the mention of brisket. I don't know. It's become an obsession lately. It's a wonderful thing in and of itself. But, of course, the reason for the season is the independence of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, whose anniversary is celebrated every July 4th. And it's a good thing to revisit that declaration once in a while. So pour yourself a drink, and I'm going to do exactly that for the next hour, going over bits and pieces of it that you and I, as conservatives, as patriots, as people who believe in what America is supposed to be about, actually do know to be a fact, and things that we need to live and pass on to other people who need to know these things. But I think it's also instructive to hear the entire declaration from beginning to end, just to see and hear what the founding fathers were actually thinking, because it's amazing how little Americans are actually exposed to the full text of the Declaration these days. To wit, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to those ends, it is the right of the people to abolish it or alter it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing inevitably the same object, evinces the design to reduce them to utter despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused to assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He's called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. He's dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness
firmness his invasions to the right of the, on the right of the people. He has refused for a long time after such disillusions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state remaining, in the meantime, exposed to all the danger of, his, of invasion from without and convulsions within. He's endeavored to prevent the population of these states for the purpose of obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions for new appropriations of lands. He's obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He's made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He's erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat our sustenance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He's combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving their assent to their acts, giving his assent rather to their acts of pretended legislation, for quartering large bodies of troops among us, for protecting them by a mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefit of a trial by jury, and for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government, and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule into those colonies. He's talking about Canada. For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He's plundered our seas, ravaged our coast, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their own country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring upon the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every state of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in our attentions of our British brethren. We've warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We've reminded them of the circumstances of our emigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity and have conjured them by the ties to our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf to the voice of justice and of consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce to the necessary, to the necessity which denounces our separation, holds them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, but in peace friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America, in General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these united colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, and they are absolved of all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connections between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free independent states they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may have right do. And for the support of the Declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. After which the representatives of the 13 colonies, which I won't name right now, they're all out there. Google is your friend, signed their names. And many, and in many of those cases, as Michael Medved describes on what will be his 20th straight broadcast of his epic July 4th broadcast this coming Wednesday, ran down the list of what happened to the founding fathers, many of whom had to answer to that pledge of lives, fortunes, and sacred honor with their lives and their fortunes, if not their sacred honor. What does this mean to us today? Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. More on that when we come back on this pre-4th of July edition of the Northern Alliance. Go nowhere. Be right back.
Limitless access to intelligent talk. Stream AM 1280 The Patriot with our free app, your smart speaker, or with iHeart, TuneIn, and Radio.com. We live in the Twin Cities, but serve worldwide.
So you're searching online for that perfect sermon series that you can really dig into, but you can't seem to find what you're looking for. I suggest you give GodTube.com a try. GodTube.com is loaded with sermons from well-known and revered Bible teachers who cover every topic you can imagine. And there are no shady comment threads or questionable content. Just great sermon after sermon. Hear God's word daily, grow deeper in your faith, and be inspired by the sermon section on GodTube.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
We can all agree that a good education benefits students, their family, and society as a whole. Education shapes your child into the person they will become. Join your local hosts, Rebecca Hagstrom and Mark Durkin, as they explore how to get the best education for your child while ensuring that the values you're teaching at home are being respected. From cursive to curriculum and everything in between, school is now in session.
Education Nation, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue. Pick it up or take it out, RackShackToGo.com or RackShackDelivery.com. It's so easy. Hey, you've been working hard, half the staff is gone, and your crew needs a lift. Go to RackShackToGo.com for pickup or RackShackDelivery.com and we'll bring it out to you.
It's America's food and the right thing to do. Get that Rack Shack attack, Rack Shack barbecue.
Salem Surround partners with your business to deliver custom digital marketing solutions. Surround your target audience wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review to keep your business top of mind. Learn more at minneapolis.salemsurround.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call. You can also join us on Twitter, hashtag NARN Show. That's N-A-R-N Show, short for Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, Saturdays at 4 o'clock, Americans for Prosperity with Jason Flores.
Well, she was an American.
Continuing the excellent tradition of fantastic, excellent conservative programming on the weekends here on AM 1280 The Patriot, dominating Twin Cities weekend radio, ergo dominating Twin Cities radio. So I just read the entire Declaration of Independence from wall to wall, from beginning to end, from green flag to checkered flag. And I think it's important that people hear it, because it's unheard of throughout human history. When it was originally drafted 242 years ago, this coming Saturday, about this time, 242 years ago, because it was not drafted overnight on July 4th. Obviously, most of you took enough history to know that. It was a long, drawn-out battle to draft the Declaration of Independence, and it led to another 15 years of battling over what exactly was going to be the framework of the democracy that was declared on July 4th, 1776, which led to our Constitution via the Articles of Confederation, which were enacted at the end of the Revolution. But the Declaration of Independence still, it's one of the, along with the Constitution, is what has guided this attempt at a democracy for the past 242 years. And by the way, when I say democracy, that's another one of those things like 4th of July that gets people into a thesaurus mongering froth. They go, well, we don't have a democracy, we have a representative republic. Well, that's correct. And in terms of general English usage, if you're using democracy with a capital D, well, that is majority government, 50% plus one majority rules. In other words, mob rule, which we do not have in this country. Now, small D democracy, well, that's a general term for government of, by, and for the people, the demos in the ancient Greek, not so ancient Greek for that matter. And so both terms do apply. And if you want to be pedantic about something, again, don't be pedantic about the term 4th of July. Pass good knowledge along, and don't be pedantic about the term democracy, unless you see people spelling it with a capital D, in which case they're probably Chuck Schumer. I want to go through the Declaration of Independence, though, because, again, not in its entirety, because that would make a boring radio show, reading it once every segment for a full hour. I mean, that'd be kind of a cheap way out of an hour of radio, and I don't want to do that. Because there's much more to be gleaned from the Declaration of Independence today on the week of its 242nd anniversary than just hearing it again. Every Memorial Day, which we passed a month ago, I wish upon the American people the idea that we continue to have a democracy, small d, that is worthy of the sacrifice of those who fought for this country over this past 2.5 centuries. And on the 4th of July, I would like to take the opportunity to go through the Declaration of Independence and take stock, take inventory of how well we are living up to what the Declaration of Independence called us and the government that is supposed to be constituted as a free association of all of us as equals to govern each other through our mutual consent, how that is doing. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary, etc., etc., we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You don't need to have a PhD in political science to know that there's a significant part of our society that has no concept of the notion of being of rights being endowed to us by our Creator. You don't have to go and find high school kids who think they're or Europeans or European high school kids who think that rights are endowed to us by our government. That the same government that protects those rights is the one that grants them. To be an American is to believe that rights are endowed to you by your Creator, whatever you believe that Creator is, whether that Creator is God or Yahweh or Allah or merciless fate or biology, or I don't care what, Cthulhu for all I care, but that's where your rights come
from the fact that you were born a human being in this universe, and yet we have swaths of people, perhaps 30-40% of the people in this country, who do not believe this. And they elect representatives who act like they don't believe it, or pay it the most facile lip service. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, pursuit of happiness, of course, taken from Tom Paine's original spelling of the fundamental rights, life, liberty, and the preservation of property, the notion that what you own is yours. Gone up against the Minnesota Department of Revenue lately? Not much pursuing of happiness going on there, is there? That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's such a key statement about what it means to be an American, about what America is supposed to be. A government, I'll say it again, men who derive their just powers, governments instituted among men who derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Do governments believe this today? Oh, we've got so many examples, but the one I love to turn to this time of year is that of former Minnesota Senate Majority Leader Larry Pogamiller, who sometime about 10 years ago, back when the Democrats had the majority in the Senate, I think back during the Pawlenty administration, when they were arguing about some spending, a tax cut or another. Yes, Tim Pawlenty did argue for tax cuts and spend and hold, trying to hold the line on spending. And Larry Pogamiller famously went on the media, gave an interview where he said, I don't think that people are do a better job of spending their money, own money, than government does. As a way of saying government has a prima facie right to what you earn before you do. It's the same thing from which, by the way, the idea that a tax cut is considered an expenditure. Logically, that can only come from the assumption that your money is the government's first and yours second. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers by the consent of the governed. I don't know any sane person who consents to the idea that the fruit of your labor belongs to government first, and then you, maybe, if there's anything left over. Onward. And that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Now, low-hanging fruit here. It's possible to argue that what they meant was the revolutions that we have every 2 years in this country to re-elect our lower house of our legislature, and every 6 years to re-elect to impanel a third of the higher upper house of our legislature, and every 4 years to pick a new chief for the executive branch. But if you look at it literally, the notion that a people, that the notion of establishing a new government that works better for the people is a right of the people. You discuss this clause in the Declaration today, and there's a fairly large and well-heeled part of our population that will call you a traitor, that will accuse you of treason, unless you're violating against, unless you're rioting, I should say, against Donald Trump. That's a whole other matter. Onward. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed or for light or transient causes. Accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. One of the things that was most revolutionary about America is the fact that up until then, it was utterly unique in human history. Before that, the vast majority of humans who ever lived on this planet, like many who still live today, lived under tyranny of one form or another and never saw any other possibility of any other way of existence. Martin Luther King was wrong, and Barack Obama was wrong in quoting him. The arc of history, traditionally, up until July 4th of 1776, does not bend universally towards justice. Throughout all of history, theretofore, the arc of history bent inexorably towards tyranny and barbarism. And to say otherwise is to be a laughable Pollyanna. That was one of the things that made America most revolutionary, the idea that democracy is even possible, that divine right of rule of the haves over the have-nots is not the natural state of mankind. Liberals today think democracy is inevitable. That's wired into human beings. A look at history, especially history before the Declaration of Independence, shows that to be comical, laughable, and yet a deadly thing to believe. I'm going to continue my way through the Declaration of Independence as we continue. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Right here, right now, there is no other place I want to be. Right here, right now, watching the world wake up from history.
I'm Staff Sergeant Mark Anthony Madrid.
Staff Sergeant Samantha Cowell.
I'm Staff Sergeant Alex.
I'm Staff Sergeant William Lewis, and I am proud to defend my family and our nation.
The Air Force Reserve is part of the story of this great nation.
I'm grateful that I have a chance to wear the uniform of the heroes that went before me.
I am proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference in the world.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as Reserve Citizen Airmen. Even as technology evolves and changes, our commitment to defend and protect this nation remains steadfast. We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving. We celebrate our proud history and look towards an exciting and uniting future. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win in air, space, and cyberspace.
And I'm proud to be a member.
And I'm proud to serve in the United States.
And I am proud to protect our country.
Proud to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
AFReserve.com.
In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2, God says, "Write in a book all the words I have spoken to you." In the midst of a pandemic, we've rediscovered a world that's hungry for truth, for the gospel. As Christians, we're called to run with God's banner for all to see. At ChristianAuthors.com, we're linking arms with believers like you. If you have a testimony to share, go to ChristianAuthors.com. It's time to put pen to paper. Let us help you get your story published. Go to ChristianAuthors.com today.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is the only national retailer that carries Benjamin Moore paint, which means the paint you trust and a huge selection of colors are right in your neighborhood. And right now, when you buy a sample of Benjamin Moore paint, we'll give you $5 off your next paint purchase. So if you're looking for award-winning service and a new look for your home, look no further than Benjamin Moore paint at Ace. Offer valid on gallons of Benjamin Moore, Clark & Kensington, and Royal Paint. Limit one $5 coupon on 1 gallon purchase to participating Ace stores only. See store for additional details and exclusions.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Don't forget, Brad Carlson back next Sunday, 1 to 3 on the closer edition. I'm in for him today. He's off on assignment, enjoying a weekend of, well, being on assignment, I presume. Of course, I will be back next week. Saturday from 1 to 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot, King Banyan every Saturday morning, 9 to 11. So much going on here this next couple weeks. My band, Elephant in the Room, will be playing a couple gigs in about 3 weeks here. Thursday night, the 26th
will be playing a fundraiser for the Neuberger campaign up at Willie McCoy's in Champlin. We're going to be doing a double bill with a good friend Rick Aguilar and his band Space Force. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be playing a set each, maybe jamming on a couple things as well. Also rolling out a new member of the band who will be familiar to a lot of you who have been longtime listeners. That should be a lot of fun. So make sure you pop on out there. It'll be like getting the old band together again, literally, in this case. Also, the next night, Friday the 27th, we'll be out at the new Eagles Club in Stillwater. It's on Highway 36. It's the old, Famous Dave's. All roads lead back to barbecue today. I really have to broaden my horizons here. Anyway, we're going through the Declaration of Independence line by line here because that's what people need to focus on. I think we all think this on as we head towards another independence holiday, our 242nd as a nation. And we get to the clause about the long string of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably the same object designed to reduce the subjects of America under absolute despotism. And the founding fathers then ran down a list, almost like a lawyer writing a declaratory brief or perhaps a petition and summons about all the laws that have been broken, all the elements of law that need to be argued. The king has refused to assent to laws that were proposed, forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, and then ignored them, the laws when he was supposed to attend to them, refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of immigrants to a country that at that time needed them desperately, has called together legislative bodies far away from where people actually lived and kept their paperwork for the sole purpose of making it impossible to comply with the law. You see this happening today. You see this happening today in our country, the growth of the deep state bureaucracy that from the language used in our laws to the idea that people, even people's elected representatives, have hours to read 2,000-page laws and then voting on them, and laws you have to pass to see what's in them. And the bureaucracy, the unaccountable, deeply entrenched bureaucracy that builds up around this form of lawmaking, and see where perhaps our republic has failed dramatically in living up to those particular clauses of the Declaration of Independence, and how they are a result of the collapse of the federalism that our democracy was rebuilt around, originally built around. It was originally a confederation that became a federal republic with the rise of the Constitution. I think you can. We'll come back to that. The king has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions of the rights of the people. Well, we see that today. We are certainly seeing an invasion of onerous social tyranny today. The tyranny of the majority, or at least the majority in the public square, the people with the printing presses and the loudest bullhorns, certainly exert this. They haven't dissolved the Congress yet, but they certainly do make their best attempt to overwhelm the right of the people to assemble and have their grievances heard, unless you're against Donald Trump. And onward, he has made his judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He's obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing a judiciary system, and endeavored to prevent the population of these states for the purpose of obstructing the laws of dealing with foreigners, and on and on. And when I read this list of charges, I have to say, do you remember Howard Root? One of the best guests we've had on this show, the author of Cardiac Arrest. And these five or six different counts in the Founding Fathers' indictment against King George basically spell out the list of the outrages committed by a rampaging bureaucracy against the people and their freedom. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat their substance. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of the legislatures and affected to render the military independent of, and superior to the civil power. This speaks directly to the explosive growth, I think, that we have seen over the last 50 years, especially, of federal law enforcement. Up until 100 years ago, there were three federal crimes. Treason, I forget the other two, but there were three of them. And it didn't take a lot of work, and it certainly didn't take a lot of bureaucracy to enforce those three laws. Federal law enforcement, the federal law enforcement system, was exceedingly limited in scope. It didn't have much to do, and what it did, it was expected to do with the minimum of force, effort, cost, and disruption upon the people. And if you remember our interviews with Howard Root, the author of Cardiac Arrest, you see how completely perverted that has become in the past 100 and especially the past 50 years as the regulatory state has metastasized into using the federal law enforcement system and an immense, unanswerable bureaucracy to the term of imposing social goals upon the free market and its practitioners and basically providing political resumes for its leadership. Not to mention the multiplication of federal law enforcement. He kept among us in terms of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. The original Congress and the founding fathers were deeply worried about standing armies because they had been, in Europe, instruments of the tyranny they were fighting against. And they certainly were here in the United States. Remember, the British sent their army from Boston to Lexington and Concord to enforce gun safety laws. Enforce common sense gun regulations. It's literally what they were doing. Now, I'm less worried, by the way, personally, about the standing army today than I am about federal law enforcement. Over the past 20 years, it's not just been Barack Obama. George W. Bush participated, as did Clinton before him. The idea that practically every federal bureaucracy has a SWAT team or several SWAT teams, not just the FBI, not just customs, Department of Education has a SWAT team. Why? I'm much less worried about our standing army at this point in our history than I am about the fact that the federal government maintains a huge armed force amongst us that is a complete slap in the face of a couple of counts in the Declaration of Independence. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Well, it was 85 years ago, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt started packing the Supreme Court and using that as the vehicle towards imposing the Commerce Clause on virtually all commerce taking place in America. And by the way, using that as the camel's nose under the tent to impose federal regulation on just about every corner of American life. Things that were supposed to be delegated to the states and, more importantly, to the people suddenly got slurped up like ants being sucked into and digested by a huge federal aardvark. It was a collapse of federalism that redounds to our detriment to this day. Something that we need to roll back. Something that I fear cannot be rolled back without a fundamental change of what this government is and means and aspires to be. Can that be done peacefully? Perhaps. Can it be done without a complete collapse of the government we already have? I have my questions. Onward, for imposing taxes on us without our consent and for depriving us in many cases of the benefit of trial by jury. Have you ever seen a better job description of the IRS right there? for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. Don't even get me started on the entire administrative law system in this country, which is administrative, but not really law, but is a testimony to the collapse of the federalism that makes this country and our freedoms possible. There are people who say now that this country is too big to govern, and they probably have a point. It's too big to govern in the centralized way that Woodrow Wilson first started to poke under the tent, and that FDR and LBJ further expanded into becoming the way our government works. Our country is too big to govern in a centralized way. It's no easier to govern than the Soviet Union was in a centralized manner. And it's because we, the people, allowed government over the past 100 years, and especially the last 50 and 80 years, to walk all over these tenets of the Declaration of Independence. More when we come back on the Northern Alliance Radio Network on an Independence Day edition of the broadcast. Go nowhere. It's the Northern Alliance.
This shipping seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Whoa, look at all these options.
You can fill an entire warehouse with all the different ways you can stream The Patriot. Top shelf choices include AM 1280ThePatriot.com, our free app, and Radio.com.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, we've stopped thinking outside the box. Instead, we're thinking inside the bucket. The $2.99 Napa bucket, to be exact. When you fill those bad boys with auto parts, you can get 20% off three or more items that fit inside. No overthinking required. Just get your bucket, fill it up, and save 20%. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 7/31/20.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad is a very funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis who becomes an overnight social media phenomenon, only to turn away from God and his family. But when he's confronted with a newfound friendship and the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
Some of these things I just can't fix without some sort of direction. And I'm finding it right here in the Bible.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce, as well as Grammy singer, YouTube star Jamie Grace, and War Room's Karen Abercrombie. It will inspire you to find the life-changing value of the Bible.
Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code Minneapolis to save 20%. That's SalemNow.com, promo code Minneapolis.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757. 800-605-5757.
At TwinCitiesTuitions.com, we recognize that this school year was a little different. As you look ahead to a new chapter this fall, TwinCitiesTuitions.com will be here to help with half-price tuitions for first-time students. To see a full list of partnering schools, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Northern Alliance Radio Network. Don't think I'll be taking calls. I don't think I have time for that today. Always great to hear from all of you every other hour of this broadcast. Going through the Declaration of Independence line by line and finding the places where our government today falls short. Got a few more points to go through. I had to leave out a bunch. I mean, a lot. Because there's a lot to go through. I could spend two solid hours on it. Perhaps next year for Independence Day, I will do exactly that. I got three more to go through here. He is King George at this time, transporting large armies of mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny. Okay, we are pretty safe from foreign invasion in this country. I mean, we have more military capable of crossing an ocean to invade another continent than the rest of the world put together a couple times over. So a foreign military invasion, Red Dawn style, makes for interesting, sometimes engrossing, often comical fiction, but it's not going to happen. On the other hand, the debasing of our immigration system, as we discussed in the first hour, turning it from a vehicle to create new assimilated Americans who believe in the tenets of our immigration system and our Constitution into a pipeline for new Democrat voters without regard to whether or not they ever assimilate, to whether they become Americans, whether they ever believe in what our Constitution and this Declaration is really about. Well, it's not an armed, violent invasion for the most part, but it is certainly got a shot at debasing our society. I mean, from the perspective of someone who believes in what the Declaration set forward. He has excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless savages whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Okay, it's an attack on the Native Americans, and yes, there was a war, and it turned into a genocide. And for that, America has had to reckon for well over a century now, and that reckoning continues, and It's a sign of how things have changed, perhaps, maybe not so much over the last 242 years. The people that we were conquering certainly didn't cotton to being conquered without a fight in many, many, many cases. No. Not going to go over that here today, but although it's certainly worth a discussion at some point here. But we talk about domestic insurrections that are brought upon us, the people. Have to look at the way the left is forgiving not only the semi-spontaneous bobbleheads that the likes of Kamala Harris and Maxine Waters called forth over this past week, demanding that they get in our faces in public, that they spit in our food, so they make it impossible for us conservatives to go out in public, the real resistance, to go out in public, to participate in public life. We also have to look at domestic insurrections like, well, Antifa, so-called the anti-fascist group that is indistinguishable from the behavior of the fascist brown shirts, black shirts, and other such groups of thugs that beat down on dissent around the world. This is part and parcel of the same sort of oppression that the Founding Fathers were complaining about against King George, who incited the similar sorts of attacks against patriots by loyalists back then. And finally, at least for purposes of today's show, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned our redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be a ruler of a free people. So, yes, on the one hand, we have an elected system of government and a system of government and a society that is still, by world standards, certainly historical world standards, and even the standards of the world today, is pretty free, pretty stable, a system by which the changes in government that need to happen are still done by peaceful democratic means. And even by
routine, process-driven means that can basically be repeated in society's sleep for centuries at a time. And this is a good thing, and it is so much better than the alternative. Most Americans have no idea, and especially, I say this when I hear the leftist bobbleheads who prattle and gabble on about being the resistance and discussing the violence that they are thinking they need to start to resort to. You have, and along with them, some of the idiot anarchists out there, the people on the far fringe of the libertarian movement who think it's time to burn it all down. If you don't think the will to power beats the non-aggression principle every single time, I'd like to meet the unicorns that bring you whatever you're smoking. It never fails. The will to power always trumps the non-aggression principle. But let's go more strictly to the point of our peaceful redress of grievances and the humility with which we brought those. I remember 8 years ago, it hardly seems that long ago, but 8 and 9 years ago, when the Tea Party rose from nothing to knock the establishments of both sides completely cattywampus in time for the 2010 election and led an epic landslide of a huge 180-degree change of course over the course of one electoral cycle in this country, denying Barack Obama complete control of the of Congress after two very parlous years. And the way with which our governments, our establishment on both sides, and our sort of de facto societal government, our mass media, our mainstream infotainment complex, united to slander the Tea Party and the small government activists who use the Tea Party to as the vehicle for pushing a point of view that actually resonated with a huge percentage of the American people. And this slander, this treatment of dissent, this peaceful pursuit, an assembly for the redress of grievances, was repainted as racists and Nazis and people of deeply awful character, which led inexorably to the notion that to get these changes made, you couldn't play nice and you shouldn't play by their rules, and led to the support for Donald Trump that has led to our mainstream left becoming completely demented in recent years. I urge you all to read the Declaration of Independence, and in your own hearts and in your own families and in your own communities, whatever that community is, rededicate yourself to rededicating our society to trying to achieve all the best of what was in there. And with that, I'll leave you this week. We'll see you next week. On behalf of Brad and the rest of the NARN crew, have a blessed Independence Day. God bless you all. God bless America.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-218-9520. 800-218-9520. 800-218-9520. That's 800-218-9520.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help. COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at SurroundMSP.com. SurroundMSP.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Where do you go for the latest news and insight into what's happening in Minnesota policy and politics? Americans for Prosperity Radio. Join host Jason Flores for conversation about the issues that matter most and to get the knowledge you need to make a difference. From City Hall to the State Capitol to the halls of Congress, we're pulling back the curtain and giving you an inside perspective on the economy, healthcare, education, and more.
Americans for Prosperity, Saturdays at 4 p.m. on AM 1280, The Patriot.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help the station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
AM 1280, The Patriot, is...